taken out of a study that I did with a colleague from Tulane University. We are interested in looking at ways to improve child survival in developing countries. This is really important to us because we know child survival is an integral part of the Millennium Development Agenda. So in the discussion today, I'm just going to take you through some brief background and objectives, and then try to put this study in a theoretical context. Then we discuss some data and methods of analysis, and then just some summary of findings and recommendations. Now, why should we care? You might want to ask yourself, why should we care about child survival? Because child mortality, which is an indicator of child survival, is still considered an indicator of socioeconomic development, a country's level of socioeconomic development. However, 11 million children still die annually from causes that can be prevented, like pneumonia, like diarrhea, like malaria. Also, the global community is continuing to observe or to witness a rift in the probability of dying at various ages. And particularly if you look at survival up to the fifth birthday, the range is big, ranging from about in Sierra Leone, for instance, in sub-Saharan Africa, a little more than 30% of the children die before their fifth birthday, compared to less than 5% in some Latin American countries. And that disparity continues to become bigger and bigger. Also, the recent trends in child survival patterns in developing countries have been worrying. Whereas, a decline in child mortality is recorded in all regions of the world, sub-Saharan Africa continues to lag behind. The level of child mortality in sub-Saharan Africa is not only high, but the gains that are made in child survival are very, very modest. And that cannot put, most of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa on the path to achieving the Millennium Development Goal on child mortality. But what is more worrying or of greater concern is that a number of countries in sub-Saharan Africa are now beginning to show an increase in child mortality or deterioration in child survival. Also, in Asia, South Asia, which is the only other region of the world also, where child survival isn't doing very, very well, stagnation has been observed. Also, in the child survival literature, there seems to be child survival or child mortality indicators seem to show an increasing indifference to levels of socioeconomic development. So that sometimes when you compare countries at different levels of socioeconomic development, you can't really be able to tie that, to relate that directly. It's not a one-to-one relationship between child mortality level and the level of socioeconomic development in that particular country. So some countries that are not doing so well socioeconomic-wise are actually having better indicators of child survival than others that are doing very well socioeconomically. So the bottom line here is that for developing countries to achieve the Millennium Development Goal, child survival has to be improved substantially in sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Asia. And so in this particular study, we were interested in exploring the factors that are associated with early childhood mortality and also try to recommend some actions that can actually be looked into to improve child survival in this particular region of the world. To put this study in context, we looked at the literature and a good entry point in terms of trying to nail down the factors that are associated with child survival. They are many, they're very diverse, but we tried to go from the point that the factors that are associated with child survival actually change with the age of the child. So as children are born and as they grow older, the factors that are important for their survival also change with their age. And so it is necessary to disaggregate, that according to age, so that you can also be able to capture the changes in the risk factors. Customarily, researchers do this by looking at neonatal period, which is the first month of life, and postneonatal, which is the rest of infancy, and child interval, which is normally after the first birthday to the fifth birthday. This particular study, we want to focus just on neonatal and postneonatal, which is the rest of, you know, infancy and childhood. And why literature shows that neonatal mortality is actually dominated by biological factors that are related to, you know, reproductive, you know, issues like, you know, birth weight, like maternal age and so on and so forth. While postneonatal mortality is actually dominated by socioeconomic factors and environmental factors. The data that we use in this study comes from the Demographic Health Survey, which is easily available from, you know, publicly available from the website. We use 1998 data for Kenya, 1998-99 data for India to help us get some temporal comparability. In this data, we really are looking at Kenya, because Kenya is one sub-Saharan Africa where a reversal in the gains made in child survival has been recorded since the 1990s. And in India, it's a southern Asian country where stagnation is being seen in indicators of child survival. We're looking at maternal history data, or records from this data, which gives us information on access to and utilization of maternal and child health services. We're looking at socioeconomic circumstances, and we're also looking at social amenities. To analyze this data, we looked at bivariate statistics and some multivariate modeling. But generally, we are using survival analysis, which has been shown to handle, you know, survival data better, because survival data is mostly skewed, and so the other, you know, linear regression models cannot be able to handle that very, very well. Survival analysis helps you to take care of the skewness, but it's also advantageous because it helps you to utilize the information a lot more, because it's not only looking at the fact that children died in early childhood, but it's also looking at the duration, the time to death, the time it took them from birth before they died. And also you can be able, through this model, to relate that to social, to the factors, the covariates that determine child survival. At the bivariate statistics, we really are just looking at simple associations between variables that affect child survival and an indicator of child survival, which is just death by age 3. And we are just testing to see which factors are significant and which ones are not. This is also important because it's only important factors at the bivariate level that actually eventually enter the multivariate model. And in the multivariate model, we are using Cox proportional hazard regression. It's a very versatile and robust technique. It's better than a lot of other, you know, models. And it also has, using Cox model, you can be able to fit a large variety of data, you know, without actually imposing a distribution. So it's very useful when you want to compare countries. And the model that we're using here, don't let that intimidate you. In English, it simply means that the risk of child survival or the risk of death of a particular child is determined by the baseline risk which all the children share depending on the duration that they take before they die, but that is adjusted by the level of covariates, and the covariates are just like the child factors and the mother's factors or the household factors and the community factors. So those ones are, that is what takes the risk higher or lower depending on whether they are mothers educated or not, whether, you know, they come from high income households or low income households, and so on and so forth. We're going to look at just four basic results. One is that the factors we find from this data, that the factors that affect child survival are many. But I do not want to focus on the quantitative aspect of this result. I rather want to emphasize the qualitative aspect. We see three things in this table. One is that there are various factors that affect child survival. It's not one or two, but there are many. Two, that these factors affect different age groups. There are factors here that are associated with neonatal mortality and others that are associated with postneonatal mortality. And finally, that these factors vary between countries or locations. You see, you can see that for Kenya and India, the first four are significant, are important, like contraceptive use, modern contraception, low birth weight, teenage motherhood, and breastfeeding duration. But then the next factors are only important for Kenya and not for India. And then the last, I think, six or so, are important for India and not for Kenya. So that's the first result that we see here. Secondly, we see that the risk of death is still very, very high among children who are, you know, during the first month of life, the neonates. And you can see from that chart that in India, 62% of infant mortality is due to neonatal mortality. That is death during the first month of life, very high. It's 41% in Kenya. So, thirdly, this data, we're seeing that there is an increase in relative insignificance of socioeconomic factors. So that factors that are more related to birth, to reproductive matters, are turning out to be more important than things like education and income and so forth, while health factors seem to still be important across the board. And finally, because we have seen that neonatal mortality is so high in India, but postneonatal mortality is so high in Kenya, we try to compare what could be responsible for, you know, the high neonatal mortality in India as opposed to Kenya and the high postneonatal mortality in Kenya as opposed to India. And you can see that things like, for neonatal mortality, things like low birth weight, teenage mortality, tetanus injection, maternal nutrition, you know, healthcare generally, are not doing as well in India as they are in Kenya. So they're actually making that huge difference. While when it comes to postneonatal mortality, India seems to be doing better in terms of socioeconomic factors and in terms of medical response to childhood illnesses. So that actually helps their children to survive better in the postneonatal period than in the neonatal period. So the recommendation here is that we need a program that looks at, you know, this thing holistically, look at all the factors that are responsible for child survival, that are associated with child survival. And so the program should be integrated and should target children with various needs in various locations and different ages. And some of the components of the integrated program could be effective monitoring and evaluation framework, because that encourages information-driven planning. It also encourages pooling of resources so that you can streamline administration and improve on targeting. We also need the integrated program to have programs and practices that enhance survival during the first month of life. And some of the suggested things would be like promote institutional delivery in hospitals, train more traditional birth attendants so that you improve access to delivery care, improve adequacy of antenatal services, you know, like promote modern contraception, because modern contraception really, you know, prolongs birth interval, which has a positive effect on child survival. And finally, which is generally proposing that we need to implement child survival programs more effectively. There are initiatives like the integrated management of childhood illnesses. These ones worked like in Kenya very well initially when they were started, but you know they really have just become, you know, business as usual, you know, in the more recent years. So they have to be revamped. And then the expansion of maternal and child health services. Take it out to the people. Don't wait for the people to come, because a lot of those people really are not able to, you know, gain quick access to that. We also encourage better home care for sick children. Don't just wait until they go to hospital, you know, but parents should know some of the things that they can be able to do to really survive their children, and improve socioeconomic circumstances of the population. But more importantly, increase public health spending. Some of these countries like Kenya spend 5% of their GDP on health, and a greater percentage of that is now going to HIV patients. So in conclusion, we need an integrated program that targets children at specific ages and specific locations. But that program should actually address neonatal mortality more adequately if we have to put these countries back on the track to achieving Millennium Development Goals. Thank you.
Thank you.